Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. My name is Rob Robinson. I'm the chair of the committee. And it is currently about 8:51 p.m. Eastern Time. We are about to establish quorum, and I'm going to call the roll. Sarv Randhawa. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Okay. Attila Nagy. Alan Minsky.
Here.
Kim King. Sherna Gluck.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Steve Brown.
Most of me is here.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Adnan Lakhani. Lisa Welch.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Here. Joni Eisenberg, Kalanji Alushigun. Okay, we have eight members. That is a quorum. The members that are present are Sherna Gluck, Steve Brown, Rob Robinson, Ellen Minsky, Lisa Davis, Bonnie Simmons, Teresa Allen, and Lisa Welch. I would like to begin the meeting this evening, first of all, by apologizing publicly for my behavior at the meeting on May 31st. I made some remarks to Serene Roberts which were inappropriate, and I was very frustrated with the lack of progress that I felt we were making. But whatever the reasons for that, it was inappropriate, and I would like to apologize first to Serene and secondly to the members of this committee for my behavior, and ask that you will forgive me for that.
You're forgiven.
Okay. Secondly, I would like to announce that as regards the passage of the programming proposal, which is one of the principal orders of business before us, that I've spoken to the chair of the PNB, the Pacifica National Board, David Adelson, and that will not be agendized at the meeting that's coming up this Friday. Secondly, there have been a number of, I would characterize them as allegations about particularly Section 3.0, the licensing and distribution section of this policy, that suggested that it was not subjected to the proper review, and that we are trying to, in this policy document, rescind the rights that exist to people throughout the network. I think that those concerns are misplaced, but what I am going to do is I'm going to write to the executive director and ask him to help me document the existing, what exists right now in terms of the relationships that exist around ownership and rights, as well as I'm going to ask him to allow us to discuss with the legal counsel for the corporation the issues of...
Sarv Randhawa?
Sarv Randhawa is with us. I will also ask...
Rob Allen, yes, he's going to take off.
Okay, Alan, thank you.
Have fun, everybody.
Alan,
sorry about
this. Are you going to come back on at all?
I doubt it. Sure, no, I've been here since 5:30 and I'm fried.
Okay, but can I maybe call you when we're ready for a vote?
I think it's best that I don't like doing that unless I listen, and I'm just too out of a churn. I trust the committee will do the right thing, so.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow where?
Tomorrow night, Alan, the Programming Oversight Committee.
I will miss that meeting too, Sherna. I cannot attend meetings in the evenings. I go to sleep at about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
In any case, I will be writing to the executive director to take up the issue of some of the allegations that have been made about the licensing and distribution section of this policy, which I think misrepresent the intentions of this committee, so that we don't have confusion within the network about what's going on. A lot of this has already been distributed on the Internet, and I'm very concerned that we are able to stop misperceptions about this before they affect the members of the board that will have to review any policy that we pass. So the point is, we will not be discussing Section 3.0 tonight. Moreover, we will not be able to complete our discussions this evening of the programming policy.
Hey, I'm dialing.
Is someone pushing a mute button?
Hello? One, correct?
Oh, it's at their station.
Okay. So the long and the short of it is we will have to meet again to finalize our discussions of this policy. So that's what I wanted to announce to the members of the board. What I would like to do next is I would like to review the minutes from May 31st. Teresa Allen circulated these initially. They were recirculated recently.
Steve Brown?
Yes?
Sorry, I got cut off. I just came back in again.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Okay, so what we're at right now is we're at reviewing the minutes of the last formal meeting that was held on May the 31st. Teresa Allen sent out one version of them. Shirna Gluck resubmitted those minutes to us last week. Thank you, Shirna and Teresa. Everyone should have that, so I would like to entertain a motion to pass the minutes of the May 31st meeting.
Point of information.
Yes, Lisa,
Mr.
thank
Chair,
you.
Did we resolve in terms of who was going to be helping with notes until Serene got on the line? Or did we leave it at what we left?
I have the agenda. I thought you were going to help us with the notes.
Okay, so that's where we left it. Okay.
With the minutes, yeah. Bearing in mind that before we publish anything, I will be willing to work with you on what got covered. The major concerns we have is if you can take down any motions or formal actions that we undertake in this meeting.
And, Lisa, you don't have to worry about those that are related to the specific language in the policy, because I'll do that. I have that whole document with all the various suggestions.
Okay, so we just said that we were. I'm sorry, but I just want to make sure I understand, and I don't mean to.
You're not holding us up. That's fine. Go ahead.
So we said we're not going to discuss Section 3.0 tonight.
That's right.
You want to ask the ED to help document, I guess, concerns and other issues pertaining to this section. Is that it, or?
Yes, we want him to document concerns. And the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the legal counsel to respond to some of the claims that have been made that we failed to put this policy forward for legal review and a series of other things.
Okay, and then you said that this item, the issue pertaining to the passing of the programming policy is not on the agenda for Friday?
Right. The National Board, the PNB, will not review at this upcoming meeting anything we complete tonight because it's not been agendized.
Okay.
Right. Therefore, we're going to try to pass as much of the programming policy or discuss as much of the programming policy that we have not previously discussed as we can this evening, and the rest of it we will undertake at a subsequent meeting.
Rob, can I just ask to clarify?
Sure.
That will await our next regularly scheduled meeting and the subsequent regularly scheduled meeting of the TNB, or are we talking about two special meetings, both of us and...
Well, our next regularly scheduled meeting is for July the 17th, so we're going to have to discuss whether or not that meeting is going to be sufficient or if we're going to have to do that meeting and another one. I don't know.
Okay.
We've got a lot of text, but we don't have a lot of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
The changes to the text are relatively few. In any case, I'd like to thank Lisa for making that stuff clear. And then, again, I want to go back to the next item of the agenda, which is reviewing and approving the minutes from May 31st. They've been circulated, and I'd like to ask someone to entertain a motion to approve those minutes, and if that's not satisfactory, if those that want to make changes would suggest changes that we can record now, then if they would please so speak.
Move to approve the minutes of 5:31.
Right, the minutes of May 31st.
Rob, this is Sarv?
Yes, Sarv.
I can't hear Teresa. I think she's way back. I don't know where she is.
I can't hear her either.
This is Teresa. I move that we approve the minutes of May 31st.
Thank you so much, Teresa. All in favor of approving the May 31st minutes of the program committee, please say aye. Those opposed, say nay.
Aye.
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 Okay, all opposed, say nay. Hearing no nays, the motion passes unanimously. Okay, the second thing is the approval of the agenda. And I want to try to go through this as quickly as possible, but without confusing Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you. We don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do that. Okay, first of all, I would like to spend 1 hour from this time forward considering the draft of the programming proposal, beginning with section 1.4. That's the section that we have not discussed. And I've allocated 1 hour to that discussion. The way I would like that to go is I would like Shirna to tell us what language we have that changes or amends the existing language, entertain any discussion from members of this committee to propose other changes or amendments to the language, and go as far as we can in 1 hour. Okay? That's the first item of the agenda. The second item of the agenda that we had last week dealt with the update of the International Spanish Language Daily Newscast. I believe that Shirna can tell us where that is, Shirna or Kimberly, if she's there, mm-hmm. or Alan, but I think neither one of them are there. I would like to just update the committee on where we are with that. That should take no time. Is that correct, Shirna?
Right.
Okay. The third item is we have the issue of the network programming coordinator. Since the Pacifica National Board has already approved the position description, but since we have been asked by Greg Guma, the executive director, to provide management with at least one person from this committee to assist them in reviewing the applications, I would like to spend 15 minutes on basically accepting nominations on who from this committee would like to be involved in reviewing the applications for the position of network programming coordinator.
I want to prove it. I don't want to just review it.
Pardon me?
I'm kidding. Never mind.
Oh, okay. The issue is we're going to put someone in the mix that will work, I guess, with Phil Osegueda from the national office in looking at the resumes that we have and evaluating them and putting together panels of candidates that can then be interviewed. Is that correct, Greg, basically?
That's basically it, yes, to review all the applications, to select with other members of this committee the top candidates, and to conduct a series of interviews.
Okay. Yes, Teresa?
Sure.
Shirna, I'm sorry.
In an email exchange we had, you were considering two alternatives. One, that the personnel committee basically is the search and hiring committee, and the other is that a special committee would be named.
I would have preferred to go with the personnel committee, but they're not in a position to do it at this point. They're not ready, and so I'm going to pull together a group of people. We'll include a general manager, a program director, myself, Phil, somebody from your committee. I can't remember if there's another party, but a group of about five or six people.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we're happy to nominate as many people as you would like, Greg.
One would be sufficient.
That's fine. Okay.
This is the last item of question.
Excuse me. Yes. Is that Bonnie?
This is Teresa. Will we be voting on this person by mail or verbally on this call?
I think we can just do it verbally. I don't think that this is something that the bylaws require us to use.
Then I would suggest that we do that immediately, because if we lose any more people on this call, then we won't have enough people to actually, you know, say that there's a sufficient quorum to elect this person, correct?
Well, I think Roberts basically say that as long as we establish a quorum at the beginning of the meeting, that we can carry on with our business throughout the meeting.
Okay, whatever you think. It's fine.
Can I suggest that maybe we just open nominations and wait till the end of the meeting to vote? The voting via email.
You want to suggest that we vote by email?
Yeah, that we just do nominations during the meeting and vote by email, unless there's one person.
By email, who are we going to email to, and what are we going to tell them? Our professor? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. List the nominees.
Okay. All right.
Why do we want to do this by email? It takes longer. It's more cumbersome. It's diffuse. I mean, why can't we just do it and settle it? It's not an earth-shaking task that we have to perform.
How many people do we have on the phone?
We have 8.
Is that Bonnie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the other 7 will simply have to accept the fact that by not showing up, they abdicated their responsibility to participate in this decision.
The people that we currently have are Sherna, Steve Brown, Rob Robinson, Lisa Davis, Bonnie Simmons, Teresa Allen, and Lisa Welch.
And myself, Sarv.
And Sarv Rendawa. So we have 8 people.
I don't care. I was just trying to get us speeded up so we could send our hour on the document.
Maybe we won't even have any competition, for this position.
The only advantage to doing it by email is that we don't have to spend any time on it tonight, and we can work on other business.
All right. Do we want to do it by email, or do we want to wait till the end of the meeting and do it by roll call vote?
How about if we wait to the end of the meeting, and if it looks like there's, you know, several people, then we could do it by email.
Is that amenable to the group?
I'm only saying, as people drop off, if somebody says, I have to go, you're not going to say, okay, well, now we're going to take this election, you know, we're going to vote on this because it sounds like so-and-so is leaving. That wouldn't look very good, and it doesn't sound very good.
May I say something?
Please, Lisa.
If we were to run that situation, then that would be even more so to do it by email, because, I mean, we could still submit nominations, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Could you make that point again? I want to make sure that I understand.
I said if what Teresa is concerned about happens, like more people drop off the call, then I would say that would be even more the reason that we could go on and do it by email, because we could submit the nominations, correct? And then by email, people could say who they wanted to vote for. I mean,
People that did not come on the call cannot vote.
Or they can't vote.
No.
Well,
but even
Serene had indicated she was coming on the call.
Who?
Serene had indicated she was coming on the call.
Well, she may indeed do that, but she's not on the call right now.
We have 8 people. What stops us simply from taking a quick discussion to see if we want to make a
nomination? That's what we're saying. Do we want to do a roll call vote now, or do we want to do another type of vote later on, but we're eating up too much time.
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I have a motion.
Teresa.
I move that we move item number 3 right now, because it's already been put on the agenda. I move that we move it now, and we get this item out of the way.
I second
that.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay. Hearing none. The nominations for program committee members to assist in the evaluation of the network programming coordinator slots will be dealt with as the first item of the agenda. I just want to complete the discussion of the agenda. The last item of the agenda, to which we will allocate 15 minutes, involves the discussion of new programming, which Greg Guma has informed us about. And we would like to provide him with some time to talk about briefly what those proposals are and discuss what opportunities he will give the programming committee to understand what his programming proposals are and how the discussion has gone so far, and to provide us with some input. And those are all the items that we have on the agenda right now.
Rob, I have emailed that I had a motion, and maybe it could come right before. It's like 4A, it's a motion with regard to the ED process with the committee.
What's that?
You have a motion that you want to make in regard to the new programming proposals?
Right, right, to the process of discussion.
Okay, and when would you like to now that's the last item on the agenda.
Or it makes the most sense to have it immediately before Greg's session, because it relates to having this be what the process should be as an ongoing
process. So you're making a motion that we entertain your motion before we have that discussion?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor that we hear Sherna's motion pertaining to new programming?
We have a motion.
Hello?
Out to people in advance.
Right.
Okay. Which motion is it?
What?
Who just joined the call?
I do not know. Who did someone just join the call?
Serene just joined the call.
Who?
Serene.
Serene, are you there?
Okay, she left.
Okay. All in favor of Sherna presenting her motion pertaining to the new national programming that's been proposed by Executive Director Greg Guma, please say aye.
What is that?
Can we read the motion?
Well, we're just doing the agenda.
We're doing
now. I'm trying to make a vote on whether to put it somewhere. I'm just confused as to which motion it is.
Say something about
Serene.
Serene's with us now.
The email I sent.
Okay, what date did you send
that?
Last night with the document.
Last night?
Mm-hmm. And I sent the full document with all of the suggested changes in it.
Does anyone object to Sherna making her motion before Greg talks to us about national programming? If not, we'll move forward. Okay.
I asked Sue that I could comment on that.
Sure, Greg, go ahead.
Well, I think it's relevant to know what it says, because what it says is basically I will do something that you are asking me to do in the item that follows. So what becomes what has been stated in the agenda is a request becomes a mandate once you pass that motion. Just so you're clear on that.
The mandate is for future consultation, Greg.
Yeah, I understand, but I just think it's interesting that it's first.
I guess, is it a problem that you consult the committee?
It depends on what formally seeking input means.
Well, right now we haven't had a chance to have any. We don't know what the proposals are in detail.
That's why I think you should have the discussion before you pass the motion.
I agree.
Okay, let's put this to the vote. Do we want to entertain? Hello?
I withdraw it.
Sherna?
Yeah, just put it second. I don't want to take any more time with this.
Okay.
About policy.
Now, so we're going to do that now. At this point, we're going to entertain motions for the position for candidates from this committee that will be evaluating the applications for the position of network programming coordinator.
This is Serene. May I get on the stack?
Sure, Serene.
I would like to.
I think Starve might have been. Edged me out.
I'd like to nominate Bonnie Simmons.
Okay, I'm sorry. Before we move to nominations.
Yes, Serene.
First of all, nominations on the call are fine, but voting does have to be by, IRV, if it is in fact one position. And I actually would like there to be some discussion of the composition of the committee.
Excuse me.
Before we move to that point.
Steve Brown, I believe that votes for officers of the committee have to be by...
I was speaking to the chair.
Yes, Serene, could you complete your remarks?
Okay. My understanding is that all elections within the committees are done this way. But the greater point in terms of representation on the committee, on the applicant review committee, if you will, that's what we call them in New York, or whatever you call them, search committee, recommendation committee,
right,
whatever. I think that, first of all, one person out of a 15-person committee, or even if you say not everyone has been functioning, so we're looking at maybe 11, so we're looking at 1 out of 11 or 1 out of 10, I think we can probably do better than that, and I would hopefully like there to be representation of both a staff interest and a listener interest. But even greater than that, the composition that I saw floated, and I don't have email access now, I don't have a printout of the suggestion that was sent out by Mr. Guma, but I heard something about, you know, trying to get some sort of geographic representation, but what I didn't see was that there would be inclusion by the three of the three PDs that we currently have within the network. And it seems to me that if we're choosing a national program coordinator who is going to be working closely with the PDs, one of the things we want to be sure is that we have the advice of the people who we currently charge with doing programming in terms of examining this person's qualifications, this person's willingness to work within what I think we agree is certainly a very unique, if somewhat dysfunctional, culture within Pacifica. So I would actually like us to discuss the composition of this committee. I understand that the committee is not a hiring committee, obviously. It's only making one or more recommendations to the executive director. But I do think the pool of people who are going to be looking at the person who's going to be doing this job, and this is a very important job, needs to be both broader and I don't know what his issues, his ideas are about diversity, but I'd like to hear that. But certainly I think it needs to be broader than what I've heard so far.
Rob, a procedural point.
Sure, yes, please.
Can we make sure, because we did set times on things, that that someone is...
Yeah, well, we mentioned that before, that we wanted to spend an hour on reviewing the program policy as it exists, and 15 minutes on the network programming coordinator position. We've eaten that time up, and additional 15 minutes on the national programming. So, go ahead, Shona, please.
I would like to move that we defer this discussion back towards the end of the meeting. It's obviously more than a 15-minute item, and if we keep extending time, we will not have the hour for the policy. So I would like to move that we table till the end of the meeting and return to the order that was originally proposed.
Point of information. I'm a little lost.
Yes, Steve.
To where we are. I thought that we arrived at a situation at which the executive director asked us to send him one person from this committee to help. And we decided to have this vote right now by roll call. And then we got disturbed. Serene made the suggestion that it has to be by a single transferable voting. I don't know if it's the case, but since it's only one person, that's moot. You don't need STV with one person.
So if we can handle that now,
why don't we just dispose of it and move on?
Well, what we can conceivably do is solicit nominees right now and then provide people by email with the information so that they can conduct the election by STV methods, and then we won't have to talk about it.
Inquiry, I guess.
Serene?
Although it's not parliamentary.
Yes.
My point was larger than how do we select one person because the ED said let's have one person on. My point is, and you know, this is with regard to transparency of all national hires, frankly. It would be nice to have some real involvement. I mean, people are being appointed without any process. I don't even know what the hiring process is going to be, for example, for the national technical person. I don't know what the search process was to find that person on an interim basis. And I don't know what the process is to find someone on a permanent basis. Sure, the ad is posted, But who then looks this over? Who decides? Who looks at the skills? Who looks at affirmative action issues? You know, none of that is being addressed by the PNB, and maybe the Technology Committee is going to address that with regard to that hire. But with regard to the National Program Coordinator, I'm saying that as the Programming Committee, I would like us to have a discussion with the ED before we go further about deciding whether or not, you know, it's going to be X person or Y person, about what that committee that's making this recommendation should really look like and who are the people who are best able, based on the work that they do and the skills they bring to the table, to help us select, you know, the people who he then gets to choose from. So that's a much broader issue than do we want to vote now or do we want to vote in 10 minutes.
Serene, I think that that's a very key concern, but it seems to me, or just let me make the suggestion, that if we discuss that when he brings forward his proposals about national programming, that might give us time to discuss that item with Mr. Guma outside of the pressure of continuing to discuss the programming policy that we have before us and the proposals that have been made to amend the language as it stands. Would you be willing to move that discussion into the discussion subsequently of the new programming that he has proposed to the network?
I'm not opposed to moving it so we can discuss the policy, but I do think that they should be separate things, and I hope the gotcha factor doesn't kick in.
In that discussion, we will have two items of agenda to discuss with Greg rather than one.
Well, three. Two.
Would that be acceptable to you, Serene?
That's fine.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
Yes,
Teresa.
How are we going to resolve the problem that we just moved this nomination process up to here, and we've decided, well, we assumed that it was going to be one person, so now we have nominating.
No.
We didn't approve the agenda yet.
We haven't approved the agenda yet, number one. And secondly, all Greg has asked us to do so far is nominate one person on the committee.
Okay.
We can continue to have a discussion with him since the committee has not met and made recommendations.
Okay.
And talk to him about feelings that we have that the process, that the hiring process needs to do other things and more things.
Okay.
Can I point out,
Lisa? Other? Yes, please.
I just want to say my recollection is that we did not arrive at anything conclusive about selecting anybody on the committee or how many people. We were just at the point of discussing it. So I don't recall there being anything like that.
The first thing that we have to, thank you. The first thing we have to do is accept the agenda so that we go forward. The second thing that we need to do is we need to nominate somebody or table the issue of nominating somebody for the committee that will review the applications for network programming coordinator.
And I was trying to move that we table this till later in the agenda where it had originally appeared so that we could get to work on the programming policy.
Is there support? What's your pleasure?
Chair,
Teresa.
I think I was the one that moved that we put the item of the nominations for this committee first on the agenda.
Right.
I can either withdraw that or suggest that we put it immediately after the new programming discussion with the ED.
Might we put it before the new programming discussion, since that's also going to be a...
Sure, of course we can.
All right, so the agenda so far is draft of the program proposal 1.4, then Spanish-speaking newscast 10 minutes, then network programming coordinator. So it's as it was originally then.
Yeah, we're back to where we were. I move that we approve the agenda as it was originally
proposed.
I'll second
that.
Are there any objections to that proposal?
With the understanding that the issue with regard to the selection is a wider discussion and that my motion is also incorporated into four.
Right, and we're not going to spend 10 minutes talking about the International Spanish Language Broadcast.
No.
Sherna is simply going to tell us where we are in that process. Okay? So where we are right now is we've approved the agenda. We're now going to begin talking about the programming proposals, the programming policy that exists at this point. Shona is going to begin with item 1.4, and she's going to begin going over the language that has been proposed to change the existing language in the draft that you've seen. Okay?
Rob, I'd like to get on stack. It's Bonnie.
Yes, Bonnie.
I believe in 1.3 that we do not have the language that we approved at the last meeting. I believe the second sentence should say, the local station where such programming originates shall be invited to play a role in developing, hosting, and producing the broadcast.
Shona, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, Bonnie, Shona is in agreement with you, and what you're looking at is an errata, and we apologize for that.
I no apology is necessary.
Yes, it is.
Just pointing it out.
Can we go forward?
Yes, I have another point.
Where? And what? For what?
So it I is, get 1.4?
It involves revisiting 1.0 and 1.1.
I object to our revisiting. Let's move forward. If there's things that we want to revisit when we deal with 3.0, ultimately after council, et cetera, we can revisit.
Point of information?
Yes, sir.
Bonnie, could you give me some reasons why you want to revisit 1.0?
I am confused as to what Pacifica's race and nationality policy actually is. And I believe on the last phone call when we had a quorum that, and I did speak with Rob this afternoon about it, he was under the impression that we are talking about resolutions that were passed in January 05, but others on the committee have told me that we are talking about a race and nationality policy that was passed, that was affirmed by the board in 03 and 04, that came out of a work group in 02 on the IPNB. And I am just uncomfortable having us having approved something where we don't know what it is.
Well, can I clarify once again, as I thought I did before? Serene had sent us the original IPNB resolution that was reaffirmed. That is the set of principles. The 05, it wasn't 05, 04 resolution is basically an implementation resolution. We can simply attach all of those documents in an appendix the same way that we're attaching the mission, and I think there was an FCC attachment.
I don't think it's unreasonable. Oh, I'm sorry, if I could get on stack again.
Well, wait a minute. We decided to revisit something. I thought we agreed at the beginning of the call we're going to move forward starting with 1.4.
Yeah, we did.
I'm really troubled by this. If you want to tell me another place that we can investigate the so that the people on the committee who have actually voted to insert a policy into our programming policy, if I could please ask that those of us who are on this committee actually have a copy of that information.
I sent that out during the last meeting.
I know that, Serene, but there's real confusion. For instance, just as late as today when I spoke with Rob, that's not what he thinks that policy is.
Rob, I have a point of procedure. We agreed to start with 1.4.
Yeah, we did.
We also said that because we're setting aside 3.0 until all that stuff is pulled together and it's reviewed by council, that we're not going to be able to pass everything tonight.
No, we're not. And I did have a discussion with Bonnie, and I really think that what we're talking about here has to do with deeper issues, and what I suggested to Bonnie is that we have to go back and talk to other people on the national board about what the intention was here, because I don't have anything from Bonnie that says what it is. Her sense is that everything that's in all of those documents is implicit in the programming policy, and that's all supposed to be implemented by us. I don't think that by any stretch of the imagination, that's what we're doing here. And I told her that I would speak to the chair of the board to try to get a ruling on this, because I really don't feel capable of discussing these issues in this context, where people haven't put down what they mean and what they're concerned about. I would really like to move on. I'm not backing off from saying that we will try to get to the bottom of the difference in the opinion of what's implicit and not implicit when we discuss the race and nationality policy.
The only thing I ask is when we take it up, when we also take up three, if by that time we may assume that the people on this committee may have a copy of the Pacifica race and nationality.
Bonnie, I don't think anybody on this committee has denied you copies of anything.
No, Rob, no one knows which one it is.
Move on. Will you?
Okay, fine. But I really think it would be wise if we all had a copy of what is actually
Irene,
the Pacifica race.
If you can resend the IPNB,
I've got that, Sherna.
Okay. I don't think that's going to resolve the issue, Sherna. I'd like to ask that we go on, and I will do my best to meet my commitment to Bonnie. If we could go on, please.
Can I just say one thing on the subject?
Sure,
I mean,
so
I can tell
say
people.
One thing.
It is actually possible for me to say just one thing.
You can say one thing, Serene, yes.
It's actually on kpftx.org, because I remember, I don't know when it was put up there, but subsequent to our call, sometime last week, I was Googling the policy. If you Google race and nationality policy, you actually will see the documents that begin in 202 and go to 2005.
A central concern is that in the preamble to the programming policy that we have here, I think we make it very clear that the fundamental, the ultimate value in terms of developing programming is the Pacifica mission.
Correct.
That's the overarching criteria that we have established for Pacifica programming. However, there are aspects of programming that are listed in the race and nationality proposals or policy or whatever you call them. I don't feel that those race and nationality proposals supersede the values in the Pacifica mission. Bonnie and other people apparently feel that it does, and I don't think that that's correct. But that I don't think that we can mediate that here tonight right now. So I'd like to move on to 1.4.
And may I just say something? It's
Lisa.
It's now 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
Can right.
Someone
okay.
Time to the, that because we have an hour now on the policy.
Right. Right. Can we begin?
Okay. On 1.4, we actually had revised language during our discussion on the 31st. Now, I sent everyone the document that it has embedded in it, all of this. So anyone could call it up at your computers. It will make things easier. And we discussed, we actually changed the language, but we did not vote on it. We adjourned before the vote.
Okay, so tell us what we need to do now, please.
Okay, let me read it. That language under commissioned programming was outside national programming may be commissioned in consultation with local stations. And I would also like to add, so we agreed as a committee, we developed that language, but we did not vote. I would like to suggest that we also add, and with the approval of the PMB Programming Committee.
Does that mean without the approval it cannot happen? That's what that says.
Mm-hmm. Let's deal with that separate.
Let's try to just deal with maybe commissioned in consultation with local stations.
Okay.
Can we divide that, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Do that.
All in favor of that language, please say aye.
You mean
aye.
Only that language, or start with that?
Yeah,
language?
And let's see if that passes, and then if that doesn't pass, then we have to go someplace else.
Okay.
Do we want to include the language that says commission programming may be commissioned in consultation with local stations or not? Is that acceptable to the group?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The other part of it is then that has to also receive the approval of the programming committee of this. of this committee. Is that acceptable to the body?
No.
No.
Okay. It sounds like that doesn't make the cut.
No.
So are we satisfied with the existing commission programming? May arise out of planned emergent or unforeseen events or programming needs. That's completely out. It's just commission programming, maybe commissioned in consultation with local stations. That's it.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Point of information. My understanding was that there was a blend of those two things, because the may arise simply specified that something may happen. What the issue was at that time was that there is a right to commission programming if there are planned, emergent, or unforeseen events, and such programming can be commissioned in consultation with the local stations.
Yeah, that was
otherwise,
kind of my thought, too, Sharon.
Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Serene, could I get on the stack?
Sure, Serene. Could please tell us what you think.
Clarify. So you're both saying that it's the two sentences?
Right.
Well, they have to be melded. I mean, they're not.
Yeah. And we didn't meld them, so I assumed it was just the one.
Well, I mean, one is, why would you have commission programming? And the other is, what criteria does it have to meet in order for it to occur?
Okay.
And it has to be done in consultation with the local stations.
Yes, then a way to meld it, which would be if emergent or unforeseen events require outside...
May require
commission programming.
May be required as a result of planned emergent or unforeseen events.
We also added the word outside. That was one of the issues in the original statement. It was commission programming. Nobody knew what that was. And I asked the question, that means outside programming.
That it's produced by producers outside of the network. Yes.
Right, or outside of whatever the standard.
Okay, how about just adding the end, if emergent or...
All right, hold on. We've got Serene and we have Sarv on the stack. So can we take Serene and then Sarv? Serene?
Hi, thanks. Yeah, I guess my question to Sharna is, do you foresee this, the approval, needing to be with any national programming that's commissioned or with series? I mean, if we're talking about a one-day thing...
I personally would add the word pretty much consistently regular national programming. In other words, not a one-time thing, but something that's... and that's why I... wanted to add the committee's role.
So for ongoing program, anything that goes, let's say, beyond one or two.
No, ongoing programming is not commission programming. Commission programming is one-shot stuff.
Okay.
No, Free Speech Radio News is commissioned.
It is now, but it's not. That's not what it's planned to be.
Okay. We don't know that, and we need to have language that is really clear about
Democracy Now is commissioned.
Pardon me?
And Democracy Now! Is commissioned, in a sense.
No. Democracy Now! Was a national program that was developed within the network.
But it went out of the network, and we now pay for it as outside programming. We pay
All I'm saying is my understanding of commission programming is not that it is ongoing programming. I've never thought of commission programming as stuff that's ongoing. In fact, the word commissioned anything is usually does not refer to things that are recurrent.
Well, I there's some disagreement. It's not who's right or wrong. Let's define it to be what we want it to be, and then we won't have to argue about it.
But it says may arise out of planned, emergent, or unforeseen events or programming needs. It's not something that's an ongoing issue.
The occurrence of an issue that gives rise to outside programming may become permanent, like the war on terror. May give rise to a certain program, and as long as
then it becomes a national program. But if you commission somebody to do a special or an investigatory report, you're commissioning them to do something specific. You're not commissioning them to do a national program.
Why not? You commission them to do a national program.
Language that I think helps.
Let's just provide our definition. It could be anything we want.
And I suggest some language that may meld the two.
Rob,
I'm sorry. Serene, we cut you off, didn't we?
I think it was Sherna.
No, it was Serene. Serene, are you there?
I am. I think Sherna was going to offer language.
So do you yield to Sherna?
Yeah.
Okay, Sarv, do you yield to Sherna?
Well, I think that I just leave both sentences in.
Well,
okay.
Wait, I have both concepts. But
okay,
not.
Sherna, would you please give us your compromise?
Outside national programming may be conditioned in consultation with local stations in response to emergent or unforeseen events.
Brilliant.
I like that.
Okay, that's fine.
I have a question, if I may ask.
Lisa, please. Yes, thank you.
Right. And this is just one of the things I'm in agreement. I think that, the future, hopefully soon, that we do need to have definitions in terms of what we mean by certain things. But I was just curious in terms of, we have the language outside national programming may be commissioned in consultation with local stations. I'm just wondering why we say maybe instead of will be. And this probably rises from my not being very clear about commission programming. But I was just wondering about why may instead of will be.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, because not every emergency will demand a program. We may say, yeah, it's an emergency. We're not going to commission a program. So it may be, it is allowed to be commissioned. That's what this is. It's a document. This whole document will state what Pacifica is allowed to do. So they have permission to generate such programming, but it's not mandatory.
Well, does it do violence to use the word will as opposed to the word may?
No, I mean, in terms of when we're talking about being commissioned and consult in consultation with local stations, we say may be commissioned instead of will. And I'm hearing in terms of the in consultation part.
Oh,
like
I see.
We might be in consultation
right.
with the local stations, but either
that's,
will be.
Yeah, that's a good point. I did not catch that. So there are two verbs here that have to be considered.
Right.
I don't see a problem with will. I mean, does anyone?
The issue is that it may be commissioned. The commissioned and the consultation are two very different kinds of things.
Right. It may be commissioned, but if so, it will be in consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could say it should be.
Okay.
Is that satisfactory, Lisa? May be commissioned, but it will be done in consultation with local stations?
That's good.
Okay. That sounds good.
Then unless someone is concerned, I think we can go on to the next item.
One point of information. You raised the issue, Rob, as to part of the definition of commission programming. Would you like to add something that says commission programming being only a one-shot or a one-time thing? Otherwise, that whole issue will be open and something will arise. And is it or isn't it? Doesn't it fall under this?
It basically is programming that occurs out of an event. And an event is not a condition of nature. An event is something that occurs, and an occurrence begins and an end. So, my sense is that what we're saying is that commission programming is not ongoing national programming. Mm-hmm. That's a separate thing.
Rob, Nightline rose in response to the hostage situation in Iran.
I don't know what that has to do with what we're saying. We're saying that commission programming is where the network says we want to commission a program about a specific thing or a series of things or an occurrence or something that we think is going to happen, and we're commissioning it. Because the only way you can commission it is to say, we want somebody outside the network to do something that has a defined beginning and an ending point.
That's
so it's by definition something that is discrete. It's not ongoing programming.
Well, you know what? If you want to define it that way, it's acceptable as long as we have some definition. I don't see the term as being that.
Fine. And do we want to add that commission programming is not ongoing national programming?
Yeah, has a beginning and an end.
Hmm?
We could say something like, it may be better to go back to having that original sentence first. That may help. Say, outside national programming may be commissioned in response to emergent or unforeseen events. If so, or in that case, it will be planned in consultation with local stations.
How do you address the fact that it has a beginning and an end? In other words, it will have to be planned.
Because it's commissioned, Steve, because you say there's a scope of work. We want you to do a show that has this scope of work, and that's it. That's what a commission is.
I beg to differ. When my plumbing goes out, I call a plumber and I say, you know what, this may happen again. I commission you to come back every 2 weeks for the rest of your life at a $10 a week and check my plumbing.
All right, Steve, offer some alternative language. We've taken up 15 minutes on one item.
Well, I didn't raise the objection to Rob has a definition of commission that if we want to be specific, we have to be specific. So if we want to make this something that begins and ends with the event that gave rise to it, then let us say so. Such programming will have a beginning and an end. It cannot be ongoing.
Commission programming will be short-term.
Serene, please, could you help us out?
Well, I hate doing motions, actually, but how about commission programming or commissioned programs will be short-term?
Mm-hmm. Not
maybe
right.
Short-term and what?
I'm not writing yet. Okay, go on.
Oh. Commission programming will be short-term programming arising out of emergent or unforeseen events and shall be, I don't want to use commissioned again.
Undertaken
shall be done
consultation.
Through, undertaken is fine.
In consultation
with
right.
local stations.
That's fine.
Rob, it's Bonnie. Could I get unstacked, please?
Can I just get it? Make sure I get it. Commission programs. It should say. Well, it doesn't say outside. Will be short-term programming arising out of an emergent or unforeseen event, and shall be approved.
Undertaken.
But the programming won't be undertaken. It's the process of consulting.
The commissioning. Right.
In consultation with the local station. Somebody going to say, what's
Rob,
the short-term?
Yeah, it's short-term programming. It has a beginning and an end. It's not ongoing programming.
Mission programs will be short-term arising out of emergent or unforeseen events. These will be, it's not that the programming is going to be done in consultation, it's that basically the idea for the outside commissioning is in consultation with.
You got it, Sharna?
No. What about just outside?
There's a little bit of a contradiction. Because you have a sort of a definition of commissioned programs on page 1 under 1.0 that says commissioned programs, e.g., free speech radio news documentaries and counterspin. Counterspin is not a short-term project.
That's where we had this discussion for the last 15 minutes.
That's a very good point, and I apologize for having missed that. Steve made that point before.
Okay,
can we just remove the EG?
Can I get on the staff a moment?
Yes.
The EG, is that a position on the Pacific
Commission? Instead of just calling this commissioned programming, call it special commissioned programming, because that does imply short-term and specific.
How about short-term program may be commissioned?
No, I mean it's a title instead of just...
Well, the reality is I don't think free speech radio news was conceptualized to go on forever, nor was Counterspin. But I don't know about Counterspin.
It's a series.
Lisa, you had something that you wanted to say.
Right. I'm going to assume that the programming policy, even after we pass this, that it will kind of be like a living, breathing thing that, you know, as we maybe see certain things that we might need to revisit, that will happen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not like the bylaws. It's easy to change.
Right. I would like to suggest, because I think even in going through this and the conversations that we have or the debate or whatever might show that there are certain issues that will be flagged that we maybe definitely need to you know, to revisit or maybe get a little bit more clearly defined, because I can proceed with commission even with short term. One person's idea of short term could be 6 months. Another person's idea could be whatever. So
long enough to reach the ground.
Right. So that might be something that at some point, you know, for us to come back on and say, okay, what exactly, you know, here are some issues that need more clarity.
Right.
You know, if it could be something like that. So even if we're starting with this, you know, if there's a way we could maybe flag something that we know we're going to have to come back on and get more clarity and maybe once even more, you know, however, like, include produce or however that would be done. But
yeah.
I think we should flag certain issues.
Rob, can I read what might work?
Yeah, someone just called my name. I can't tell who it was.
It was Sherna. Short-term national programming may be commissioned in response to emergent or unforeseen events. Such programming will be planned in consultation with local stations.
Are we happy with that?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay, the whole thing?
Yes.
Short-term national programming may be commissioned in response to emergent or unforeseen events. Such programming will be planned in consultation with local stations.
Fine. I think the length of the program will be come out of whatever consultation takes place around it. I think that's fine.
Okay.
Also, Steve, in 1.0, we talk about free speech radio news documentaries, not the news itself, but documentaries.
I was just commenting on Counterspin being a series. I just thought there was a little bit of a contradiction there.
Yeah, okay.
Is that this is just policy. What has to come if and when we ever get past this, then we have to develop implementation guidelines, and that could be, you know, we can...
Right, and we really haven't been able to discuss that, and that is something that we do need to discuss, but until we have clear definitions and policies in place, that implementation stuff is not something where everyone's going to be operating with the same information.
Rob, if you can, like we did last time on each one, ask if we have agreement so that Lisa could...
At the end on the right.
Note agreement or not, or...
Yeah, well, I think we have agreement now on 1.4.
Okay.
Lisa,
can you note that? I have the language, if you could just note 1.4 agreement.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm noting that.
Okay. Just a point of information, Serena, are you able to take notes now, or?
She's not there.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, can we move to 1.5, affiliate
I'm
programming?
Sorry. I'm sorry, were you trying to get my attention?
Well, I'm sorry, Serena, I was asking, because I know before you said you wouldn't be able to be on the call for about an hour, and you asked if somebody helped take notes. And I was just wondering if you are able to take notes now.
No, actually, I'm about to jump in the car now.
Okay.
We'll work with you, Lisa.
Be forewarned about these notes.
I understand.
Okay,
we're 1.5, affiliate programming.
No one suggested any changes at all on this. Pacifica Station should consider airing examples of the finest program produced by its 100th affiliate station. There has been no comments or suggested changes.
This is Teresa. May I say something? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why mention the number, though?
Oh, good point.
I would say take out the number of affiliates because we don't need. We could have 200 affiliates. So
I mean, the reason we mention it, Teresa, is that someone recommended that we indicate that. And we felt that that didn't do violence to the policy, but we can easily take it out.
Excuse me, a point of clarification.
Yes, Steve.
This is Greg.
Oh, Greg, I'm sorry.
Pacifica doesn't have 100 affiliates.
Well, it's nearly 100.
90-something.
It's
well,
90
that's why I suggest we take the number out.
Fine. Someone suggested we put it in, and we said, okay, great. It began as nearly 100. That got changed. Okay.
Sorry,
so we're taking it out by its affiliate stations.
No objections with taking that out. The language stands as it was, taking out the 100, right?
So we have agreement. Okay, we're at 1.6, independently produced programming.
So, Lisa, can you note 1.5, no objections?
You left up with no objections.
There were no changes recommended. It reads, care must be taken to ensure that specifications for such programs adhere to the same mission goals and non-corporate, non-commercial criteria as programming produced by Pacifica and its affiliates.
It's Bonnie. Oh, go ahead, Sarv.
This is just a point of information.
Sure, Sarv.
Maybe it was addressed and I wasn't here. The program produced by Pacifica, we can control that they are meeting the Pacifica mission. But do we have the same kind of scrutiny of the affiliate programs that they are meeting the Pacifica mission?
I think any programming, whether it's commissioned within the network or if it's an affiliate production or if it's something that we go to an outside producer or producers to do, we can determine how we want that programming to fulfill the Pacifica mission. That has to be part of the scope of work.
Serene, can I back?
Yes, Serene.
I think it's fine that we should say that if we are having your programming on our air, it must be non-commercial. But I think Sarv's point is that by adding as programming produced by Pacifica and its affiliates, we're assuming that our affiliates will always be non-commercial stations, and
right.
That's not necessarily the case because there may be commercial stations that carry DS or FSRN at some point. So we should strike "and its affiliates." It doesn't change what we allow on our air, but it changes a presumption about who our affiliates will always be.